Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 28th day of the month of Tammuz. Today is day 657, with so many of our dear brothers and sisters who need to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yechiel Morris of the Young Israel of Southfield in Detroit, Michigan, to share words of Dibre Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Morris slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Tarek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and then translated into English. And then Rabbi Morris will lead us with the recitation of the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, the Mishnah Berach for those who are held hostage, those who are held captive, which is the Mishabeach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishabeach L'Cholim. Rabbi Morris will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the time and the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call and reminder email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link, ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Morris.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. The Ramah, the Ramosha Isselis, this gloss to the Shulchan Aruch and the laws of Tisha B'Av and Simon Tzav Kuf Nun Tes, tells us the following: Choham Kadishin She'omrim Acher Eicha Ad She'yotzim L'machar Mibeis HaKnesses In Omrim Tzkabel. That the Kaddish that we recite on Tisha B'Av, coming up in a little over a week, that's normally a full Kaddish, a Kaddish Shalem, on Tisha B'Av after we recite Eicha, as well as in the morning, Tisha B'Av morning, we do not insert the usual phrase of Tzkabel. Tzkabel is where we ask Hashem to accept and to receive our tzivos. This comment of the Ramah is based upon a pasuk, a verse that appears in Eicha, in the third chapter, where the Yirmiyahu tells us in Eicha, Gam ki ezak v'ashaveya sasam tfilasi, that although I cried out to God and beseeched God for help and for salvation, nonetheless, my prayers sasam tfilasi, my prayers were not heard. They were not received. They were not accepted. On some level, Yirmiyahu cried out to God for help and for salvation, yet God, as it were, did not accept those prayers. And therefore, to reflect this notion that on the ninth of Av, that when the first and second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed, that as it were, Hashem does not listen, does not hear our prayers. And therefore, we don't say this expression, Tzkabel, please Hashem, accept our tzivos. What's interesting is that the Ramah says is specifically at night, the night of Tisha B'Av in the morning. However, already in the afternoon, when we daven a mincha, there we do say a full Kaddish. There we do invoke the idea of Tzkabel, that God should accept our prayers. And this idea is based upon a Gemara in Maseches Tanis at the very end of Daf Chavtes, where the Gemara actually quotes the verse, the psukim found in the Navi, that seem to suggest that the Beis HaMikdash was not destroyed on the ninth of Av, but rather on the tenth of Av. And yet we know we commemorate the destruction on the ninth. So one of the answers that the Gemara gives is that in fact the Beis HaMikdash began to burn on the ninth. However, it really was consumed fully on the tenth. And we observe the fast not on the tenth, on the ninth, not on the tenth, because we go based upon the beginning of the Paranios, when the punishment began. And what this means is further explained based upon a medrash the Mefarshim suggests. So Avishik, I believe, emphasized this point. There's a tilna that we're not going to recite today, but a tilna that's found In the Sefer Tehillim, Ayin Tes, 79, which says, Mizmor li Asaf, a psalm for Asaf, Elohim, bo goyim benachal Asafa, O God, the nations have come into your heritage. Timus hechal kachecha, they've defiled your holy temple. Samus yushalayim li'iyim, they have turned yushalayim into ruins. So the Medrash asked the question, Mizmor li Asaf, a psalm for Asaf? It shouldn't be a psalm, or a song, but rather it should be a kino, a lamentation, a bechi, a cry. Why are we saying mizmor? Why are we singing a song as we're invoking this total destruction and in terms of what happened to Yerushalayim, what happened to God's nachla, his inheritance? And the Medrash explains with the parable, as compared to a king who was making a feast for his son. And at the last second, the king became very angry at his son. His son had done things that made him extremely upset. And the king destroyed the bridal canopy and destroyed all the festivities. Everything that was planned had been destroyed. And all of a sudden, one of the friends of the prince took out a flute, took out an instrument, began playing. And everyone was wondering, how could he play songs in such a terrible situation? And he explained that yes, the king became angry at the son, he destroyed the canopy, but he spared the prince. He didn't kill the prince, he let him live, he gave him a chance on another day. And so similarly, the Mizmor li Asaf is that yes, God destroyed Yerushalayim, God destroyed the base of Migdash, but he allowed the Jewish people to live, he allowed the Jewish people to survive. And so on Tisha B'Av, we mourn on Tisha B'Av the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, of the exile, but also we recognize as the temple is burning, we recognize that we will indeed still survive. That we, the Jewish people, will endure. And therefore, at the beginning of Tisha B'Av, we can't say Tiskabel. It's too difficult for us to say accept our prayers as we see the temple begin to burn, but as we see as the temple may be charred. But that we, the Jewish people, are still here. At that point, we see that there's hope, there's a possibility for the future. We can turn to Hashem, to Skabo, to accept our prayers. Hashem has indeed heard our prayers. He's allowed us another chance, another opportunity, and therefore we look forward towards the future. And I think this reflects very much how we feel when we recite Tehillim. At the same time, we're in pain and we're in suffering. We're thinking about people who are ill. We're thinking about the hostages. We're thinking about the soldiers. We're thinking about all that has happened in the last 2 years. On the one hand, there's full of sadness. There's kina. There's bechi. But at the same time, there's mizmor. There's hope for a future. There's hope that our tefillos will be answered. Those who are injured, those who are ill, will be healed. We'll have a salvation. We pray for the hostages that God please very soon that they will be those who are still alive will be released, that the bodies of the captives will be returned, and we hope for the future of the Jewish people. We understand that we are an eternal nation, and we cry and we lament over the past and certainly over what we have lost and what we experienced. But as we're always full of hope, we're always full of optimism. We're always we spend our times when we need to cry and to have kinas, but we also have this notion of saying Tehillim, of mizmor, of singing to God with hope for a brighter and for a better future. And now I'll commence with the recitation of the Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamanaseach was Morla David. Yamcha Adonai b'yom sara yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezecha mikodesh, mitzion yistadeka, yizkor kol minchosecha, v'loscha yidash nesela, yitain lecha chilba vecha, v'cho atchasa yimalei, nirana nabishu asecha, uvishem Eloheinu nidgo yimalei Adonai kol mishal osecha, ata yadati ki arshi Adonai mishicho, yanei mishmei kacho, bigveros yesho yimino, Ela baracha velo vasusim vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir hey makaru v'nafalo v'anachnu kamnu b'nesodad Adonai Hoshia hamelach yaneinu v'yom kareinu Tehillim Chaf Gimel Psalm 23 Mizmor leDavid Adonai roi lo echzar b'nosdesha yarbitzeini amei minuchos yinaleini Nashi Yishovev Yancheni B'magle Tzedek L'man Shemo Gam ki eilech begeit samaves lo ira ra ki ata imadi shiftecha mishantecha hima yinachamuni tarach lefanai shulcha neged sarurai dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi rivaya ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai v'shafti beveis adonai l'orech yamin. Tilam Kuf Chafal of Psalm 121. Shilam Avos, Esa Inai El Harim Ain Yavo Ezri, Ezri Mehim Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'aret, Al Yitein Namot Raglecha, Al Yanon Shomrecha, Inei Lo Yanon Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Al Yad Yiminecha, Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakaka, V'Yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzeifa Uvoecha Me'ata V'ad Olam Hilam Kuf Lamed Psalm 130 Shir HaMalal Simam Hakim Karasicha Adonai Adonai Shema B'Koli Tiena Aznecha Kashuvos B'Kol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmarya Adonai Mi'amon Ki imcho aslicha v'manti v'arei, ki visi Adonai kifta nashi, v'lid v'ro hocholti, nashi l'Adonai mishomrim l'aboker, shomrim l'aboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachasad v'harbe imo fidus, v'hu yifta es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Hilam Kuf Membeis, Psalm 142. Maskil David, Biosov Maras Vila, Koli El Adonai Ezra, Koli El Adonai Eschanan, Eshbof Lefanav Sichi, Sarasi Lefanav Agid, Bisateif Alai Ruchi Veata Yedata Nisivasi, Baorach Zu Alech Tanu Fachli, Abet Yami Ure, Veimli Makir, Avad Manos Vimeni Ein Doresh Nafshi, Za'akti ilecho Adonai amarti ata machsi chelki be'eretz hachayim. Hakshiva elinasi ki delosi ma'od. Hatzireni me'rodfai ki amsu mimeni. Hotziu mimaskir nashi lados eshermecha. V'yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmo alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunin b'tzara uvashivya. Ha'ondim bein bayom bein b'yabasha. Hamakom yirachim aleihem, v'yotzei mitzara lervacha, u'miafila la'ora, u'mishibud l'geula, hashta bagalot bizman kariv, v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, let us say amen. Vishabarach Lechayelei Tzahal, prayer for Israel's defense forces. Vishabarach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov V'Yivarech Es Chayelei Tzahal Haganav Yisrael V'Yanshei Kochos HaBitachon Omdim HaMishmar Arseinu V'Arei Eloheinu Migvo HaBenon Amidbar Mitrayim Mizyam HaGadol Adavo Harava B'chol Makom Shehem Bebasha Ba'avir U'Vayam Yitain Adonai Esoveinu HaKamim Aleinu Nikafim Lefehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Et Chayelinu Mikol Tzar V'Tzuka Mikol Nega Ma'asala V'Yishlach Bracha Latzlacha B'chol Ma'asei Yedeyem Yadber Sinenu Tachtayem Yertem Kesa Yishua V'Ater Nitzachon V'Kuyam B'hem HaKasuf Ki Adonai Eloichem Ho'lech Yimachem Lilacham Lachem Imoivechem L'Shiyasem V'Nomar Amen Yishaberach L'Shvuyim Prayer for those being held in captivity. Yishaberach Avoseinu Avim Yitzchak V'Yakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron Zavod U'Shlomo U'Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsuras Nedrei Tzva Ganav Yisrael U'Shvuyav Es Kol Achinu Nesunim B'Tzara U'Vashivya Bavur Shkol Kahal HaKadosh Hazeh Mispalel Bavuram Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yotzei Nechosha V'Tzvamaves V'Soseyem Yinateg M'Tikoseyem Yoshiyem V'Shivei Mehira L'Chik Mishpechoseyem Yodu Adonai Chasto V'Nefosov V'Mei Adam וכיום בהם מקושה כסוף, ויהיה אדוני יישובון, ובוא ציון ברינה ושמחה שלום על ראשם, ששם בשמחה יסיגו ונשיאו גם מהנחה, ונאמר אמן. משבח לחולים, for those who are ill, those who are injured. Yishaberach, Avoseinu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, Efacholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachimam Rapoam Zom Lachizikam Lachiel Zom Shlach Lami Rafur Shalem Rishamayim Lachoy Vareyim Lachol Gideim Lachol Shar Choli Yisrael Rafuas HaNefesh Rafuas HaGuf Hashta Bagalah Bizman Kaliv Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Morris. Great to have you on the call. Look forward to having you back on. Please God, a year to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. Don't despair. Remember, even during these challenging days, that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope. To all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day, and a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbos Amir Hashem is Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. It be a month of bracha and chama and Amir Hashem Geulah.